Well, good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining us here at the intersection of faith and culture. You are tuned into the Meeting House here on Faith Radio, and it is great to welcome to the program Nan Brown Self. She is the author of a book called Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. She is a retired licensed professional counselor and registered play therapist, a former member of the American Association of Christian Counselors. She is also a third-generation author. Her father was in the Air Force. He was a lieutenant colonel and wrote a glider pilot training manual and numerous articles for military magazines during World War II. Her grandmother wrote three books of prose, and Nan Self is joining us today to talk about these matters relative to forgiveness and grace from a biblical perspective. Nan Brown Self, hey, let me welcome you to the Meeting House here on Faith Radio.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Well, let us begin by just talking about these two operative words in the title of your book. One of those is forgiveness, and we're going to be spending quite a bit of time today talking about that whole concept because it's so important with respect to maintaining and growing in healthy relationships. But the book is subtitled Making Space for Grace. So let's talk about that word. To some, that may be some sort of theological word or a spiritual word. I know that there are a lot of definitions that are out there of the word grace. Talk about that concept of grace and how that relates to the concept of forgiveness.
Forgiveness happens with your heart. I think your heart is the organ that keeps forgiveness going with us. And of course, we know that the greatest forgiveness that we could ever have in our lives is the forgiveness that God provided for us on the cross when Jesus became the sacrifice for all of our sins. And that forgiveness is a gift from the heart of God. And if we choose to receive forgiveness from God, then he wants us to give it away. Now, what does forgiveness really mean? Forgiveness means that you are not right, I am not wrong, but I choose not to be your judge. So that's what forgiveness is. It is not judging others. So forgiveness is done in our hearts. And when we choose to receive the grace that God forgives us, that God gives when someone offends us, and we release that offense to God, then we have chosen to make space for grace for that person in our heart. And that's exactly what God wants us to do. He does not want us to cling to the forgiveness and just keep it for ourselves. He wants us, in turn, to go and give forgiveness to others. So that word grace is something that is undeserved, but it is something that God has provided for us. And that's part of the forgiveness process. Because if you choose to forgive, you are making space for grace in your heart.
Well, and that book is subtitled Making Space for Grace, and that, of course, we make that space in our own hearts. We also extend forgiveness to others. It's something, and I think you make the excellent point, that the forgiveness that we have received by God through Jesus Christ, he's the one that actually bore our sins. He's extended forgiveness to us. And if we have been recipients of that wonderful forgiveness, then you know, we really should be so very willing to give that away. But unfortunately, we don't. You describe unforgiveness as being a prison. Elaborate on that with respect to that captivity that people live in simply because they don't forgive.
Exactly. Well, just backing up just a little bit, if someone offends you through unkind words, criticism, judgment, or anything like that, and you choose to release that offense back to God, there's no forgiveness there. But if for some reason you make a decision to bring that offense into your heart and you hold the offender accountable through your own sin of unforgiveness, then you have put yourself in the prison of unforgiveness. And you get into the prison quickly when you won't forgive, but you get out of the prison as you process through steps of forgiveness, and you release the offense to God.
Well, you are listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio. Nan Brown Self is joining me today here on the program. She's the author of this book called Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. And you were talking about not only forgiveness, but also the prison of unforgiveness. So let's talk about the release from that prison, from that captivity. What would you say would be the first step to really us or our making space for grace as it relates to other people?
I think the first step would be to go before the Lord and ask Him to show you areas where you have unforgiveness, because many times we are not aware of these things. But God is so gracious to show us what we need to forgive. So God will show you what you need to forgive, and then you confess your sin of unforgiveness. And there may be many other sins associated with that, but right now we're talking about the sin of unforgiveness. Then you pray for forgiveness, and you repent of your sins. Now, there's another word that's very similar to the word repent that I really like, and that is to renounce your sin. And to renounce your sin means you fall out of agreement with it. And that's what we do when we repent. We are falling out of agreement with our sin. Then we take that sin that God has shown us, and we are repenting, and we ask Him to nail it to death on the cross and put it to death. And that's from Colossians 2:13-14. Then you allow yourself to grieve over any feelings of pain or loss. Often when we have offense toward us, we do have feelings of pain and loss, and we can release those feelings to God, and we can ask Him to remove any unforgiveness or other sins from our heart and replace the hardness in our heart with the opposite of that sin. And that is from Ezekiel 36:26. You ask God to give you a new heart after He takes out the heart of stone. And then, because God is the most amazing meter of our needs, then you can ask Him to meet the needs that were not met you as a child, such as unconditional love, acceptance, value, security, recognition, nurture, and emotional nourishment, and comfort. Now, those are basic needs of adults, but they are also basic needs of children. And many of us did not have these needs met as children. So we can go straight to God and ask Him to meet those needs for us. Then you ask Him how to show you how your unforgiveness and other sins have hurt your relationships with others. And you pray and ask Him to heal those relationships with faith. Then you thank Him for answering your prayers. So this is the progression of coming from unforgiveness into forgiveness, and the prison door of unforgiveness opens.
How does a person know, or how can we be certain that we have actually extended forgiveness in the manner that God would intend for us? How do we know we've really forgiven someone?
Well, there is a litmus test, Bob. This is my litmus test. I'm sure there are many, many, but the one that I like to share is, if you have gone through the steps of forgiveness and you have completed it, and then all of a sudden you hear someone mention this person's name and you're uncomfortable, or if you see them somewhere and you do not want to go up to greet them, speak to them. That says to you that complete forgiveness has not been accomplished. So you go back to God and you say to God, God, why was I uncomfortable when I heard this person's name? Please show me. There must be something else there. There must be some roots of wounds I'm not addressing. And God, really do want to complete the forgiveness so that I can get out of this prison.
Nan Brown Self has been joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. The name of the book that she has written is called Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. In fact, as I understand it, there's a chapter in the book that is devoted to bitter root judgment. In fact, in Hebrews, you see this phrase called the root of bitterness. What are some of the things that you address in this particular section about what you call bitter root judgment?
Well, first of all, just a quick definition of bitter root judgment. That is a judgment that a person makes at some time during their childhood against their father, mother, or caregiver. And many times it's a subconscious judgment that goes down into their heart, and they may not even be aware of it. But there are three laws of bitter roots. The first law, and that is from the Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Then the second law of judgment states you will receive judgment or experience difficulty in the same areas of life in which we have judged others. So it says, do not judge and criticize and condemn others so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned. And then the third law is that we will surely reap what we've sown. That's Galatians 6, 7, and 8. So if we judge our parents, we are going to reap judgment in the relationships that we have, particularly significant relationships. And when we judge our father or mother, we are blaming them for being human or less than perfect instead of honoring them as God commands us in the Bible. Now, it's really interesting about bitter root judgments. I remember when I first learned about it and I started to make a list of my bitter root judgments against my parents. It took me quite a while. I think one reason was I was concerned about looking at the past for fear that I was rejudging them, condemning them. But that really wasn't the case. When I went to make a list of bitter root judgments, I was taking responsibility for my judging my parents. So when you do look at the patterns in your family, look at the patterns where you have problems with friends. Do you have, do you feel abandoned by some friends or rejected or betrayed? Or are you left out of activities or conversations with your group of friends? Are they emotionally and physically unavailable to you? So you look at the patterns in your life and you ask yourself some questions where you are having difficulty in relationships, and then ask God the very important question, Lord, please show me if I have made bitter root judgments against my parents. I want to take them to the cross, but I need to know what they are.
Well, that certainly has the potential to really set us free as believers in Christ. As you're saying, Nan, so much of what we're experiencing and perhaps difficulties that people are having in their relationships, these are not recent phenomena, it seems like. It really is the result of some long-standing, and you use the word, and I think it's so accurate and says so much. These are patterns. In fact, patterns that can even be traced back into one's childhood. These are learned patterns, and obviously having taken a large amount of time to develop, I can imagine it also takes quite a bit of time to walk through, but thankfully, and I guess that's where grace comes in, because God will, as we might say, speed up the process, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say, Bob, I've made many lists about bitter root judgments for my parents, against my parents, because God only gave me so many to start with. I think he didn't want to overwhelm me. And so he wanted me to process through, release those, then, you know, keep on going, and then I would see other patterns. And the thing is, things that we might reap from judging our parents, we might be critical, emotionally unavailable, never satisfied with what we do. We could be workaholics. We would not have enough time for yourself or others. You feel like you don't have enough affection. You are not a good listener. You could be coercive and manipulative. I mean, there is such a long list of patterns in our life. We don't realize that they came from judgments against parents.
Wow. Very enlightening. Nan Brown Self joining me this afternoon here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio, and you were sharing just some steps with respect to walking in forgiveness, talking about breaking free from that prison of unforgiveness. And I want to, this kind of circles back to what we were talking about earlier, but as we close, for a person, what you've just been sharing, they've participated in or developed bitter root judgments at some point in their life. What would you say would be maybe a practical first step that person can take on the road to emotional and spiritual freedom?
Well, first of all, I do believe God is the one who's going to show you these. And it took me a good 3 weeks to make my first list. So he would give me little insights into things and patterns. And, you know, the way to begin it is just to go to him and say, Lord, I have judged and not forgiven. And then you name your parent. And I forgive myself and I forgive them. I repent of my sins. So, God, I forgive my mother for not being present and nurtured during my childhood, and I forgive myself for judging her, and I repent of my sin. And then you can go through the same forgiveness list that we talked about and ask God to nail these judgments to death on the cross. But I do want to say to your listeners, it is so important not only to forgive your parents, but it is so important to forgive yourself.
And something, and I think it bears mentioning here, Nan, as we conclude, so often you'll hear people talking about that they act a certain way because this is the way my father acted, this is the way my mother acted, this is what my dad did to me, this is what my mom did to me, and this is why I'm the way I am, and such. And there seems to be a blame-shifting victim mentality that develops. And I got to say, Nan, I'm not hearing any of that from what you're sharing here. And it's very refreshing, and it's also biblical as I see it.
Right. Also, Bob, just remember that to honor your parents is to forgive them for being human. To dishonor them is to blame them. And there are many things that we just talked about, the things that you can reap if you dishonor your parents.
Well, Nan Brown Self is joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio, and the name of the book is Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. And Nan, if people want to find out more information about you or the book, where can they go online?
Online, they can go to my website, and my email is grace80@gmail.com.
All right, the website address is forgivenessbygrace.com. Nan Brown Self, thank you so much for spending some time with us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. Many blessings to you and your listeners.